There were five lesions where treatment could not be delivered. So out of these five, three the guide wires didn't cross. And of course, if you can't get a guide wire to cross, you're not going to be able to either lase or do any kind of treatment. Two of the cases, the laser software had issues preventing the increased laser therapy to go up to 80-80. Laser success rate, which is defined as the laser completely crossing the entire length of the lesion, was at 92%. Procedural success was 93%, meaning less than 50% residual stenosis here after adjunctive therapy. An interesting fact to think about here is that they stopped lasing after the laser had successfully crossed. They also stop at 12 trains as a maximum. In reality, what you can do is that after the laser successfully crosses, you can always take it back and do a couple more passes. And we all know that after crossing and doing the several passes after that is really going to help modify the lesion morphology even more. Clinical success rate here is 86%, and that is, again, less than 50% residual stenosis with zero mace.